Welcome to the Bright Beams Broadcast with Brother Ed Hicks, a broadcast for the proclamation of the unchanging truths of God's Word in a changing world.
Please consider for a little while the subject of heaven. Revelation chapter number 21, verse 1 says, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Heaven. That is a sweet subject for Christians to consider. Heaven. That is home to me. But what do we know about heaven? If some men try to imagine heaven, they might do so with their present circumstances in mind. They may do so with present circumstances molding or at least tainting their thoughts. They might have ideas that have no biblical basis, and even ideas that contradict the Bible. Some that have been to church for years might have had their thoughts about heaven greatly influenced by lyrics of songs, whether biblical or unbiblical. For some, the word heaven might bring to mind a golden street, harps, robes, mansions, and crowns. Older believers might think often of family members and friends that have gone on before them. To a sorrowing man, heaven might seem to be a place of joy. To a lonely man, heaven might be viewed as a place with friends. To a suffering man, heaven might seem to be a place of no pain. To a weary, working man, heaven might be viewed as a place of rest. To the sick, a place of wellness. To the fearful, a place of safety. To the crying, a place where all tears shall be wiped away. To the old, a place of everlasting youthfulness. To the bereaved, a place of reunion. It was stated that an old woman had these words carved on her tombstone. "Here lies an old woman who always was tired. She lived in a house where help was not hired. Her last words on earth were, 'Dear friends, I am going, where cooking ain't done, nor sweeping, nor sewing. But everything there is exact to my wishes, for where they don't eat, there's no washing of dishes. I'll be where loud anthems will always be ringing, but having no voice, I'll be clear singing. Don't mourn for me, don't mourn for me never. I'm going to do nothing forever and ever." Those are the kind of thoughts that some people might have about heaven, not having Bible to back up their thoughts, but still having their own ideas about heaven. To some, heaven might seem to be some far-off, hazy place, somewhere with few solid distinctives. To some, heaven might seem to be like a great jigsaw puzzle to which we have only been given a few precious pieces, and we can only imagine the whole. But when you think of heaven fair, be assured some things shall not be there. Number one, there shall be no more devil deceiving the nations. Revelation chapter number 20, verse number 3, "And cast him into a bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season." After the 1,000 years, the devil shall be loosed for a little season, and during that little season, he shall deceive nations once again, but then he shall be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. Number two, there shall be no danger of Christians suffering the second death. Revelation chapter number 20, verse 6, "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Number three, there shall be no more sea. Revelation 21:1 is the reference for that. Sinful men have had a terrible tendency to gather together in unholy unity against God and for evil. God has put some barriers in men's way. There have been language barriers, seas, and national barriers that have at least slowed men down from working together for evil as they did in Babel in the past and as they shall do in the Babylon of the future. Number four, there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more pain. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. This is the way it shall be in the everlasting kingdom," the Father's kingdom. Number 5, "There shall be no temple." A temple could have provided protection from harsh elements of the weather so that the worshiper could have worshiped in relative comfort. But in heaven, the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Number 6, "There shall be no need of sunshine, moonlight, or candle in the holy city." Revelation 21:23, Revelation 22:5. "The glory of God shall lighten the city. The Lamb shall be the light thereof. The Lord shall give us light." Number 7, "There shall be no night in the holy city and no shutting of the gates of that holy city." Years ago, before night fell, a city might have closed the gates of that city to keep enemies out and the people safe. There shall be no need of that for the holy city. Revelation 21, verse 25. Number 8, "There shall be no entrance of anything that defiles into that holy city." Revelation 21, 27, "And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life." There shall be no unholy skeptics there. There shall be no ungodly scoffers there. There shall be no enemies of the cross there. There shall be a holy harmony in that city. Can you imagine a huge city with absolutely no crime? Number 9, "There shall be no curse in heaven. Where there is no sin, there is no curse." Revelation 22, verse 3. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him." The Bible teaches us about the millennial kingdom, and although the millennial kingdom shall be a wonderful forerunner of the everlasting kingdom, they are certainly not the same. The millennial kingdom shall last 1,000 years. Heaven shall last forever. The millennial kingdom comes before the everlasting kingdom. The millennial kingdom might be called Christ's kingdom, and the everlasting kingdom might be called the Father's kingdom. Jesus the Son shall willingly turn the saved subjects of his kingdom over to the Father. There shall be seas, death, sorrow, crying, pain, a temple, and the need for the sun and moon in the millennial kingdom. There shall be night and sinners and the curse in the millennial kingdom. As wonderful as the millennial kingdom shall be, it shall not be heaven. During the millennial kingdom, heaven shall rule on earth, and that is called the kingdom of heaven. In the Father's kingdom, heaven, as it might be said, shall rule in a perfect heaven. In the millennial kingdom, the Lord shall reign over a sin-cursed earth. But in heaven, there shall be no sin, and there shall be no curse. I realize that there might be someone listening that does not believe that there'll be the curse in the millennial kingdom, but I believe because there's sin, there shall be the curse. Let's consider heaven. First of all, let us consider the place. Why is it that we have relatively little scripture describing our heavenly everlasting home and so much scripture about the millennial kingdom? Perhaps, number one, because the splendor of heaven defies description by mortal tongues to mortal minds. In the book of John chapter number 3, verse 12, the Bible says, "If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" Splendors of nature in this sin-cursed earth defy description by human tongue. Since that is so, are there words in the human vocabulary to describe all of the wonders of heaven? Could we comprehend a full description if it was given? I think not. And perhaps because, number 2, Much scripture has been given us about the millennial kingdom, the forerunner of heaven. The kingdom of heaven shall be here upon earth, or the millennial kingdom shall be here on earth, and it is much more comprehensible to mere men than heaven is. And then perhaps we have little scripture about heaven because the place is not the most important thing about heaven. When we think about heaven, we might think about, first of all, a house, a huge house. John chapter number 14, verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." There might be someone that hears this, that has read that verse and thought that there must have been some mistake. How could a house have many mansions in it? There's nothing wrong with the wording of that verse. My Father's house is big enough to have mansions in it. It'll not just have cubicles or compartments or apartments, but it shall have mansions in it. Number two, think about a beautiful and new city. Revelation chapter number 21, verse 2, the Bible says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." And then when you think about heaven, think about a new earth and a new heaven. Revelation 21, verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea." Revelation 21, 5 tells us that he that sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." Someone might ask, what shall the new heaven and the new earth be like? I do not have all of the details, but I think that God has given us some insights. The Bible tells us of heavenly horses. Zechariah chapter number 1, verses 8 through 11. Revelation chapter number 19, verse 11, the Bible says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." Revelation chapter 19, verse 14, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." The Bible speaks about heavenly corn. Psalm 78, verses 24 and 25, "And had rained down manna upon them to eat, and had given them of the corn of heaven. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full." Heavenly bread. Psalm 105, verse number 40, speaks of the bread of heaven. Heavenly pearls. Revelation 21, 21, "And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass." Can you imagine a gate made from a single pearl? Are there heavenly oysters? I don't know. God could make a giant pearl without an oyster if he willed to. The Bible tells of a heavenly river, heavenly trees, heavenly fruit, heavenly leaves, heavenly stones, heavenly gold. The new heaven and the new earth might be something like this sin-cursed earth, but nothing shall be tainted by sin. Everything shall be new, and certainly everything shall be better.
Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now? Why not now? Why not now? Why not come to Jesus now?
If you have any questions concerning this broadcast, give us a call at Lighthouse Baptist Church. The number is 850-610-3041, or visit the website at lbcfl.org. By the grace of God, get ready, be ready, stay ready, for Jesus is coming again.